Like to call the meeting of June 28th, the City, Onalaska City Council meeting to order at 6 p.m. And Councilmember Nicholson, you please read the mission statement.
To provide a sustainable quality of life through excellent stewardship of government.
Thank you, Mr. Nicholson. Madam Clerk, may we have a roll call, please?
Yes, sir. Councilmember Coleman?
Here.
Councilmember Luby?
Here.
Councilmember Nicholson?
Here.
Councilmember Robinson?
Present.
Councilmember Tungle?
Here.
And Councilmember Bell had already noticed that he'd be fishing and may not be able to be attending these meetings, but he's got an excused absence. And we have a quorum of five present. Would you please stand and join me in the Pledge of Allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Recognition of visitors. We have Brenda Baker and Bernadette. Welcome. You are, and we have staff. So, can I get a motion to adopt the, and a second to adopt the agenda?
I make a motion to adopt the agenda.
Second.
Moved by Nicholson, seconded by Luby. If there, are there any objections? Hearing no objections, the agenda is adopted. May I have a motion and a second to approve the minutes of June 14th meeting?
Move to approve the minutes of previous meeting, June 14th, 2022.
Second.
Moved by Tungle and seconded by Nicholson. Is there any objection? Hearing no objection, the proposed minutes are approved. Next, we got the city manager's report. And we can turn that over to Mr. Darnell or Mr. Lennick, who is online, by the way.
Yes, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yes, go ahead.
Good afternoon or good evening, and Mr. Vice Mayor. I just want to call out a few things in addition to my report. One, I want to thank the staff of the finance department and all the staff who have anything to do with the budget. It's quite a milestone every year to pass the budget. It takes many hours behind the scenes. And so I just want to show my appreciation to all the staff who are part of that. Also, we'd like to thank Kat Hazen for her many years of work with the City of Onalaska. I believe today was, or this week, I'm not sure which, is her last day with the city. And I've worked with Kat when I was there from 2001 to 2015, and she's going to be sorely missed. There's no doubt about it. Just the other day, I met with representatives of Trident to talk about their project going on down in Captain's Bay. They are moving ahead with a feasibility study right now. They've had several discussions with staff about the project, and when I get there on the 4th of July, on the 5th, we're going to call a meeting of all the staff involved in the project and start to, I need to understand what kind of financing we have requested from our congressional delegation, as well our state delegation, and as well through DOT, through the STIP process. Because they are talking about, if they move forward, being in startup B season of 2025 with fully operational A season of 2026. This gives us some time to work on this issue. And, of course, there's already work ongoing. The conduits being put in for the electrical down the OSI now. I need to sit down with Tom Reagan and with all the players, and we need to come up with a game plan I need to understand better when they are going to pull the trigger. I said that this will really start when you send a letter to us asking us for exactly what it is you need. So a lot of discussions right now, a lot of what ifs, but it will be have a huge impact, of course, to our real property tax, sales tax, et cetera, the business activity. It's a good challenge to have. So I look forward to working with the staff on this and more conversations with Trident. Back to you, Dennis.
Great, thank you. Is there any questions from council? Mr. Tungle.
Yeah, I see that on Captain's Bay Road, we might be getting some funding through Senator Murkowski. That will be good to start with. I know we parted that project in different phase, so I was wondering when's the water and the sewer going to be coming up next after this fiber optic layout with some of the utilities on the electrical part.
I'm not up to speed on that, Councilman Tungle, just yet, but I will be very shortly. And I can give you a full report of where we are, and then we will begin monthly reports to the council on what's happening with the project.
Yeah, Mr. Vice Mayor, members of the City Council, this is Steve Tompkins, Acting Director of Utilities. In addition to the electric conduit, we also have the water from westward to the Crowley dock. That's the next piece that we're working on. And so and this has all happened, like, it's just kind of coincidentally lining up with what we want to do. And it's really great that we're moving in the right direction before we have to. So that's our next piece. And then we're going to get pricing, and I'm going to get pricing together for the interim city manager, and we're going to start looking at what our next steps will be depending on what they need.
Thank you.
Great. Thank you. Ms. Luby.
Mr. Vice Mayor.
Yeah, go ahead.
We have lots of questions about how much power they might need, how much water, what would be the impact to our sewer plant, what's the impact to our landfill. So we've got lots of things to work on. If this thing comes to fruition, it's going to take a lot of staff time in preparation and probably trips to Washington, D.C.
Thank you, Mr. Laddick. Ms. Luby.
I have no questions. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Coleman.
I don't have any questions. Thank
you. Mr. Nicholson.
No questions at this time. Thank you.
Thank you. Maybe you can answer me. Tom Reagan had kept track of a lot of the projects that we have had in the past that involved city money or expenditures of the city just to protect the city's interest. Is that happening with this kind of agreement that we have with the GCI to put that cable in? Is the city's interest being followed there in the event that we may have a future problem that we'd be able to identify where it might be?
Yeah, Mr. Vice Mayor, Steve Tompkins. It's being conducted as any project would. So we have, we have interim billings and we have all the normal things you would have in place for the cost. Seems like they're going to finish within budget for the project. I think we're probably over halfway now, so we have a pretty good idea what the final number is going to be.
Well, mainly is to make sure that the project is done correctly to the city's specifications is the reason that I'd ask that question. Is it being monitored?
We don't have a lot of city boots on the ground on that project, where they hired linemen, and so they're installing it in accordance with linemen code. Whenever we can get out there, then we take pictures and hold them to the fire. They started off with maybe not using the right fill. We got that corrected, Everything seems like it's been going okay, but the focus has been a lot on the library in terms of our inspection capability. So we're not there a lot.
To me, it seems pretty critical. Anyway, maybe we can figure something out in that area. I've also gotten calls that they are not paying Davis-Bacon wages, even though there's city money involved in this. And I believe the Department of Labor might have a difference of opinion on that. So
it has a Department of Labor project number, and the Davis-Bacon wages are spelled out in the contract. So we're protected from that regard.
Right, we are, but apparently the folks working for them are not getting that pay. That's not city business, but it just I've been getting calls on it. Is there any further questions on the manager's report? Be looking forward to your return, Mr. Laddick, and finding out more about what we're going to be doing with Trident and how we can help them best locate here. So, thank you. With that, we'll go to community inputs and announcements. And this is a time for the members of the public to provide information to the council, to make announcements of interest in the community. Please come to the podium, use a microphone, state your name. Everyone gets 3 minutes, and the council will not engage in dialogue. Does anyone present wish to speak?
Yes.
Roger.
Yes, Vice Mayor. Thank you. It's just a little matter of time. We're going to have our Independence Parade. It'll go down the normal route, and it'll be, we want you to be part of it. Come out, celebrate. Let's celebrate the 4th of July together. It's going to be a wonderful experience. So come. I hope it's good weather. And you know what? If you still want to do a float, call Michelle. Let's get you in and get you a float. Thank you.
Great. And it's, the start time is?
The start time is noon.
Great. Thank you. Mr. Rufus.
Hi there. Thomas Rufus, president of the Alaska State Firefighters Association. Just a heads up that on July 3rd at midnight into the 4th, we'll be doing the fireworks presentation. I've heard from a couple of community members that they're concerned about the location that we've chosen. We've chosen the location at the top of Haystack because we're using consumer-grade fireworks. So the reason is they're not going to be as visible where the city would normally conduct its fireworks with professional-grade fireworks. And we're doing this because we just don't have someone who's licensed pyrotechnician. So we've chosen the 3rd. That way we have 2 days to be able to do it in case the weather is bad. And also that way people will be able to sleep in on the 4th in the morning because the fireworks are at midnight for the darkness. So we want to make sure everybody has a chance to kind of recover, and we don't want to, you know, force everybody to be there out at midnight and have to go to work in the morning. So hopefully everybody enjoys. Thank you very much. Have a good day.
Thank you. Mr. Tompkin.
Yes, sir. Mr. Vice Mayor, members of the council, I've got a couple things related to this. The wash bay will be closed from June 29th through the July 5th so they can set up the fireworks on the trailers. Thursday, June 30th, the whole of Generals Hill will be dark from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. And we'll be putting on the load brake elbows on the booster project, the Generals Hill water booster project. So there'll be a power outage for most of the day on Generals Hill, and that would be the entire hill. And we have our annual household household hazardous waste event this weekend, July 2nd and 3rd, from 8:30 to 4:30 out at the landfill. And this is a great great time to get rid of those things you've been hanging around the house, up to 220 pounds per household, and that paint and oil and all that stuff you've been holding on to. This is your weekend to get rid of it.
Great, thank you. It's July 2nd and 3rd. Is there anyone else present wishing to speak? Madam Clerk, were there any comments submitted, or does anyone on Zoom or the phone wish to speak?
Not for this section, sir.
Thank you. Public hearing. Members of the public may testify about an item. I do have one quick thing of public interest. Sunday night, July 3rd, at the Grand Aleutian Hotel, Cape Cheerful, they'll be hosting Unalaska's Got Talent from 7 to 9 p.m. The leader of the show is Miss Alyssa McDonald. There will be cash prizes for top acts. Come and play a song at the Grand Aleutian Cape Cheerful. From 7 to 9 p.m. And this is for music. It's 100% music. So on July 3rd at 7 to 9 at Cape Cheerful. So thank you. Now we'll get into the public hearing. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Community input and announcements.
Oh, sorry. Yes. Yeah, that's where we were, weren't we?
Yes.
So now do we have any written comments?
We do.
Okay, thank you.
Earlier I thought it was under... I'm sorry. I meant public comment on agenda items. So we do have one submitted letter to be read at this point. And let me pull out the timer. So we have one letter submitted by Mr. John Lucking. Dear Council, I write to you today to express my concerns associated with the City Board Department's decision to forward to you for approval a lease recommendation that would award the Nina Air booth space in the west end of the airport terminal building at the Tom Madsen Airport in Unalaska, Alaska. As you are aware, a lease opportunity for two booth spaces were recently put out to bid by the City's Port Department in a single RFP, request for proposal. One booth being available in the east end of the building and the other being available at the west end of the building. In response to the RFP, there were two bids received, one by Northport Rentals, a long-existing car rental company in Unalaska, and the other from a charter air company, the Nina Air, which operates out of Anchorage, Alaska. Both entities sought the booth at the building's west end. No bids were specifically received for the booth space in the east end of the building. In the aforementioned RFP, there was a criteria established for booth selection. As best as I can determine, this criteria was drawn out solely by the City Port Director without consultation from any City Board, Commission, Working Group, or public meeting of any kind. And tonight, the Port Department is asking the City Council to rubber stamp and approve their own decision for awarding the Nina Air, which was based solely on their own criteria. My first opposition to this approval rests in the common sense space use and flow of foot traffic inside the airport terminal building, incorporating the intended flow of the building from the day it was planned, built, and put into service, something that has continued to be a use plan up to today. Inside the building, airline counters are immediately inside an entry at the eastern side sliding door. You enter the building and airline counters are right there for you to check in. From there, you go to the adjacent boarding area and board your plane. Inversely, after arriving, you go from the deplaning area, collect your bags at the bag claim on the extreme west end of the building, secure your rental car if you need one, and then exit the building right there through the west side sliding door. Absolute intended flow for efficiency in a building that already has many inefficiencies due to limited space. But now suddenly we have a recommendation to place an airline counter in the complete opposition to this flow, while the whole time we have another empty booth adjacent to other airline operators, which is openly available. Meanwhile, Northport Rentals also seek the boot at the west end of the building, immediately adjacent to a competing car rental business, an incomplete flow with which the building has always operated. In other airports, companies are placed together in like spaces. You don't see the United Airlines counter between Hertz and budget car rental companies in the Anchorage airport. Mr. Vice Mayor, can I I reach my time limit? Can I continue reading?
We, in all fairness, we hold people to the 3-minute time limit. If there's anybody that wishes to read the remainder of or to read Mr. Lucking's letter, to please contact the clerk's department. Thank you. Is there anyone else that wishes to speak either on Zoom or any other written
no
comment?
No one, sir.
Great, thank you. At this time, we'll go to the public comment on the agenda items. Thank you. This is a time for members of the public to provide information regarding items of the agenda. If they don't want to wait until the item comes up to the regular agenda, to comment later during the regular agenda, you need to sign up with the clerk. Please come to the podium, use your microphone, and state your name. Everyone gets 3 minutes, and the council will not engage in dialogue. Does anyone present wish to speak? Madam Clerk, is there anybody written any submitted comments?
No, sir, just that one.
Thank you. Is there anybody on Zoom or the phone wishing to speak?
No one raised their hand, sir. Nope.
Thank you. At this point, we will go to the public hearing. Members of the public may testify about any item set public hearing. There's a 3-minute time limit per person. Please come to the podium and state your name. We have 4 items up for public hearing, and we'll open up the public hearing separately for each item. The first is Ordinance 2022-08, amending the fee schedule specifying the fees and charges for services and labor and equipment provided by the city. Public hearing is now open. Does anyone present wish to speak? And Madam Clerk, do we have any comments in public?
No, sir.
On Zoom or the phone?
No.
Thank you. The public hearing on 2022-08 is now closed. 2020-209, amending the port of Dutch Harbor on Alaska Marine's terminal tariff. The public hearing is now open. Does anyone present wish to speak? Madam Clerk, do we have any written comments?
No, sir.
Do we have anybody on Zoom or phone?
No one raised their hand.
Thank you. The public hearing on Ordinance 2022-09 is now closed. We have Ordinance 2022-10, adopting fiscal year 2023 operating and capital budget for the City of Onalaska. The public hearing is now open. Does anyone present wish to speak? Madam Clerk, do we have anybody on the phone or written comments?
No one on the phone, no written comments, or no one from Zoom, sir.
Great, thank you. I will close the public hearing on Ordinance 2022-10. The last item for the public hearing is Ordinance 2022-11, rezoning Block 1, Lot 3, USS 1992, from general commercial to moderate density residential. Public hearing is now open. Does anyone wish to speak? Madam Clerk, do we have any written comments? Anybody on the phone or Zoom?
No written comments. No one signed up, sir.
Great, thank you. I will close public hearing 2022-11. Next item is a consent agenda, of which there are 7 items. Absent a request from the council to move one or more of the items to the regular agenda for discussion, the consent agenda is adopted without discussion and with a single vote. Council, do you wish to move any consent agenda items to the regular agenda? The consent agenda items are Ordinance Number 2022-08, second reading, amending the fee schedule specifying the fees and charges for services, labor, and equipment provided by the city. Ordinance 2022-09, second reading, amending the Port of Dutch Harbor Unalaska Marine Terminal Tariff. And Ordinance 2022-11, second reading, rezoning block one, or rezoning a lot one, block three, USS 1992, from general commercial to moderate density residential. Resolution 2022-28, authorizing the city manager to extend the term of the professional services agreement with Diane Bloomer of Bloomer Associates for an additional term. And Resolution 2022-29, authorizing the city manager to extend the term of the professional agreement with Brad Gilman of Robertson Mongale and Estel for an additional term. Resolution 2022-30, authorizing Rosia Inc. to repurpose $50,000 award from FY19 community support grant funds to renovate the Bishop's House instead of the Russian Orthodox Cathedral. And Resolution 2021-31, authorizing the write-offs of various receivables or accounts receivable. May I have a motion and a second to adopt the consent agenda?
Move to adopt the consent agenda.
Second.
Moved by Coleman, seconded by Tungle. And Madam Clerk, can we call the roll, please?
Certainly, Mr. Vice Mayor. Ms. Coleman?
Yes.
Mr. Nicholson?
Yes.
Mr. Robinson?
Yes.
Mr. Tungle?
Yes.
Ms. Luby?
Yes.
It passed 5-0. With this vote, the council has adopted ordinances number 2022-08, 09, and 11, and adopted resolution 2022-28, 29, 30, and 31. We are now on the regular agenda. Persons wishing to speak on the regular agenda items must sign up with the city clerk. 3-minute time limit per person. First up is unfinished business, which consists of second reading, adopting a fiscal year 2023 operating capital budget for the city of Unalaska. May I have a motion and a second to adopt 2022-10?
Move to adopt ordinance 2022-10.
Second.
Moved by Coleman, seconded by Nicholson. And we'll turn this over to the manager.
Yes, this is you're talking about the operating budget here?
Yes, thank you.
Yes, I believe we have Jim Sharp online. If there are any questions about the operating budget, he has put it together and is helping out doing the final preparations for it, or Clay, who's there as well.
Great, thank you. I'll go down the list for the council. Mr. Nicholson.
No questions at this time. Thank you.
Great. Thank you, Mr. Tungle.
Well, we all know we're going to be in the negative with all the raise and with all the negotiation and the stuff that we did in cutting up the mill rate. So everybody's expecting a big minus sign on our budget. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Tungle. Ms. Coleman.
So a big part of this budget was CMMP, which I did not vote in favor of. And knowing that not only just projects, just the mere fact of the fact that we had our collective bargaining units are going to be a big impact. Personnel is going to be a big impact that's not accounted for in this version. We've got another one coming up. So I think overall most departments really held true to maintaining a current or, you know, budget to the 3% or even less. I did have a comment and a question about the police training that went exceeded it by quite a bit. And even looking at their budget expense for this fiscal year, they're well below, so I didn't understand the rationalization for that not holding true to the direction that we were intending it to go. That being said, I'm not going to waste my breath and everyone's time here by not approving this budget. I will approve it. Like I said, I just think that the road we're going down is tenuous, especially with capital projects, especially with labor, personnel costs. So something I think we need to really be paying attention to. Again, I know it's been talked about a lot, but again, when it comes right down to it, things are getting approved and moving forward. Like I said, I will approve this budget. I do see that we need to pay special attention to, even though I did approve the project's outlay of cash that we do on some of these things, what's really important, what may not be necessary. So with that, I have nothing further.
Thank you, Ms. Coleman. Ms. Libby.
Yeah, I think, after approving the CMMP and the negotiation contracts and everything, I think we all were pretty much under the impression that we were going to, have a tough year this year coming up. And I think we can sustain 1 year, but I think there's a lot of work to do in the future, this coming year, actually, to, figure out how we can make this all work, and you have to pay for it somehow. So we're going to have to figure that. And I think there's going to be a lot of work in doing that. So I look forward to it and hope that we can, make something happen that is beneficial to the city and the residents and the staff and everybody involved. So thank you.
Thank you. As far as myself, I've seen the revenues of the city come and go for a number of years, and it seems that we've consistently been heavy on the revenues generated from sales tax, which I think will hold true again this year due to the high cost of fuel right now. So we'll be bringing in a little more sales tax than we normally would. I was a proponent, and I pushed hard for a reduction in the property taxes, due to the 50 to 93% increase in commercial and industrial properties, that the sale of two properties were finally able to be compared. That hurt, and it's going to continue to hurt the business in this community. We need to find some way to be able to help that along. Another thing that I was disappointed in, and it was the 1% raise in sales tax, which would have taxed the fuel basically residents would be getting a dollar's worth of value for spending 60 cents if it was passed, and that was designed to offset the high cost of our utilities. If anybody looks at their utility bills lately, it's really likely that the COPA cost, or the cost of power is being produced, is higher than your actual electric usage, and that is primarily due to the price of fuel. So I am going to vote in favor of this, passing this budget, and I'm going to hang on, so because we're in for a ride. Thank you. So we had a motion to adopt ordinance number 2022-10. Second, I'm sorry. Madam Clerk, is there anybody signed up to speak on this?
No, sir.
And nobody on Zoom or anything, so. Right, thank you. So the motion is to adopt ordinance 2022-10, second reading, adopting fiscal year 2023 operating budget and capital budget for the City of Unalaska. Madam Clerk, can we call the roll, please?
Mr. Nicholson?
Yes.
Ms. Luby?
Yes.
Ms. Coleman?
Yes.
Mr. Tungle?
Yes.
Mr. Robinson?
Yes.
Yes. So next we have Resolution 2022-32, authorizing the city manager to enter into a sublease agreement with Transnorthern LLC Denina Air Taxi for Space A at the Tom Madison Airport Terminal Building. May I have a motion and a second to adopt Resolution 2022-32?
Move to adopt Resolution 2022-32.
A second.
Moved by Coleman, seconded by Luby. We'll turn this over to the city manager for introduction.
Yes, sir. Thank you. And the ports department has gone through a process with putting these two spaces out to lease. And they called out in the RFP the hierarchy of what are the things that are most important. So air services were important, air taxis, and then came the car rentals. And as you heard from the letter from Mr. Luckin, they feel that they should have that space for the car rental. It is a public bid process. I think Patrick Bliss may be in the crowd. I don't know if Peggy made it back to the island or not to answer more in-depth questions. But you have before you a recommendation for award at the end of basically a lengthy process.
Thank you. Patrick Bliss is in the room. So if there's any questions of the council, we'll start with Council Member Coleman.
Thank you. Real quickly, and just kind of crossed my mind here, looking at hierarchy. Yes. Well, you know, the priority. So those spaces were originally, they used to be done by travel agents. And I'm looking for that. Is there, travel agency assisting to the public? Okay, sorry. I was just saying, I didn't remember reading that in there, and I see it now. So, and that is fifth down in the line. Was there any consideration, like if travel agency being so low, just because it had been, that had been historically always been occupied by travel agencies before, or was there any consideration for putting that at the top as opposed to the air carrier?
I don't believe there was. Specifically looking for air carrier services, over the last couple of years, we've suffered in that regard in some ways during some periods of time, so that's why those were at the top.
Okay, thank you.
Ms. Libby.
Yeah, so I kind of agree with Mr. Luckin's letter here on the flow of traffic in an airport, and this does kind of go against that flow when we have an open space on the other end. So I'm really curious why is it so important to be on that end of the airport when you have seating areas, you have two different areas that, you know, passengers, when they check in, they can seat, you know, either on the south side or the north side of the building. There's areas there by the weather station and by the open space there, you know, after you check in to go sit down. So I'm really curious why Denina Air wouldn't want Area F and what the difference is, why that would be a problem.
I couldn't speak to their business model or plan. Both spaces were open at the same time, and both proposals we received were for Area A.
Is there a difference in rate because of the size that possibly could be driving that? And if that would be the case, would there be something that you could do to make Area F smaller possibly so that it would fit maybe what they need? I feel like the flow of traffic is, you know, come in, you check in, just like any other airport. Baggage claim is where you have your car rental agencies, so I don't feel like it really fits that model that way. So the way the RFP was written, I guess I would think that the priorities would go by the area for the flow. And so, anyway, if that was something that was feasible to do, is to shrink that, would to make it more affordable, if that's the problem, could that be arranged?
You're correct. The spaces are significantly different in size. F is, I believe, a little bit more than three times larger than A, and it's set by square foot, cost per square foot. I don't think F could be divided up very easily to make different size options there. Does that answer his question?
Yeah. Sort of. It seems like the very front of it could be, there's a door there in the middle that where it could be divided at least maybe a little smaller. So, okay, thanks.
Great. Mr. Nicholson.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Reading through Mr. Locking's notes and stuff here, I am in agreement with, you know, we do have the baggage claim area and the car rentals there, and it would be, you know, in my eyes, more suitable to have another car rental place there in the baggage claim area versus airline and stuff. So I would like to see if we could do something, you know, as far as, you know, maybe discounting the rates per square foot that would accommodate everybody. And one of the other things is that if you and I were going to rent a house or lease a house, you know, whoever turns in the paperwork first, you know, and they're both, you know, two vendors that would like to be in there, you know, I would assume that, you know, whoever files first would, you know, automatically get something like that. And you are correct. Everything that probably is driving this is one-third the cost. So thank you very much.
Thank you. So this, what we have before us is a resolution authorizing the city manager into a sublease agreement, that an RFP was sent out, the process was fulfilled, and the recommendation from the Parks Department to fill that is before us. It's not the city council's place to try to dictate how and what should be leased and when it should be leased. We should be up at the 30,000 foot level given direction. So with that, I'll turn to Mr. Tungle. Go ahead.
How long that those spaces are been vacant?
I think they both were vacated probably around August, but they had leases, I believe, through the end of the year. But the businesses functionally were gone end of last summer, I believe.
Oh, so they're still paying through the end of last year, or is that what?
I believe for both of them, but I don't know for certain end dates for either of those contracts for subleases.
Maybe we can get the information back to the council on that one. Thank you. So I... Mr. Tungle, you have anything else?
No.
Okay, great, thank you. So, like I said, this went through a process of an RFP, and that means a request for proposal. And it's obvious that the winning bid or proposal was sought after. And I think that's, and with that, I will support this with this motion, so you know, we'll all support the resolution. Madam Clerk, is anyone signed up to provide public comment?
Yes, Mr. Vice Mayor, we have Bernadette Namasivayam to speak to this item.
Great, thank you. May you approach the podium and state your name for the record.
Hi, my name is Bernadette Namasivayam. I am the Denina Face DNA here in Dutch Harbor. We would like to continue serving the community, and we've had many months where we are not operating when it's low season. So it does matter for us to have that small space because we have no business here when it's low. But during busy season, with all the traffic flow coming in, with all the charters and airlines coming in with Raven, we usually use the end part of the by the luggage, you know, that small door there, because of the traffic flow in the main boarding area. Because with the weather changing all the time, time is of the essence. We can't waste time just sitting there, having a one fuel truck providing, sometimes there's 12 lanes on the ground. We all sit there and wait. And weather, you know, we get weather out, and that slows the traffic flow. So we can't waste time. We're trying to make use of the time when we can just land, you know, bring people in and get out. So pretty much we, you know, we would like to continue serving the community by having that space there. That's all I can say. And thank you.
Thank you, Bernadette. Madam Clerk, do we have anybody else signed up or in Zoom or the phone?
No, sir.
Great. Thank you. So the motion is to adopt Resolution 2022-32, authorizing the city manager to enter into a sublease agreement with Transnorthern LLC Denina Air Taxi for Space A at the Tom Madsen Airport Terminal Building. Madam Clerk, can I request a roll call?
Mr. Robinson?
Yes.
Mr. Tungle?
Yes.
Ms. Coleman?
Yes.
Ms. Luby?
No.
Mr. Nicholson?
No.
Motion fails 3-2. With that, we can move on to council directives of the manager. If there are any directives needed, we need a motion and a second roll call. Hearing none, we have community input and announcements. This is the final opportunity to provide information to the council to make announcements. We have a three-minute time limit. Are there any further announcements? Madam Clerk, do we have anybody signed up or anything submitted on Zoom or wished on the phone to speak?
Nobody submitted anything.
Great, thank you. Having completed the items on the agenda, we are now adjourned at 6:48.
That's all right.
That's good. So we don't leave Lisa got any space. Highest and best use.
There's other ways around things, and this isn't the place to sit there and start. Are you trying to attack me because my
vote? No, I am not.
Goodbye.
I kind of.